Jake and Artie, the relatable party. Relatable.
Dilemmas, baby.
What the fuck was that?
We're back. Dilemmas are back. We don't have an intro for the dilemmas, but
you don't need one.
Yeah, exactly.
Dilemmas is raw, uncut.
That's it.
Beauty.
Just help you guys out. You send in your problems you've got throughout the week, throughout the year even.
Yeah.
We try and help you.
I reckon, we've got to go. Wait, different intro every time. Yeah. We'll take turns, different intro
every
time.
Give me a rating. Give me a rating.
What's our rating? Like
10.
No, we'll go rating in the box of on Spotify.
Oh.
We'll get the fans to rate.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a rating of probably 2, though.
Hey, it's creative, mate. Got us in a good mood to start.
Yeah. I'll go first. Hi, guys. Love listening to your podcast. My dilemma is that my boyfriend sent dick pics to a girl. The way I found out, because this girl made a group chat with myself and some other people we know. The person then threatened to put in the group chat. So I asked my boyfriend what it was all about. He continuously lied for hours and said he didn't do anything until he finally told the truth. He says he's really sorry and was only doing it for money, but I don't know what to believe. Should I break up with him or stay with him?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Wait, that chick was threatening to put the dick pic in the group chat.
So I assume they were chitty chatting. Boyfriend and the girl were chitty chatting, and then I don't know if he sent some unsolicited or maybe he was being a bit flirtatious and she was doing it back and she was like, I'm gonna fucking catch this guy.
Yeah,
you know, I know his girlfriend and I feel bad for her. I'm gonna fucking out this guy. He's doing some naughty shit. And then she's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Send me a dick pic. I'll send you some booby pics or whatever. Send me some pics. And so she sent some back. He sent some. And then she's like, gotcha.
What about the gaslighting on him? He did it for money.
That's a fuck.
What's the dilemma? Like, what should she do?
She said, should I stay with him?
What? Well, how is this a dilemma? What do you mean? Your boy's sending dick pics, either unsolicited or even if it is for money. Like, what's he doing?
Must be young.
She should have said in the group chat, like, send him away. I'm done.
Facts. She should have been like, I want to see them. And then what could she say? What could she say that could hurt him? I'm trying to think of something she could say that it hurt him. Like, she could be like, you know what? Send him. I want to see. And then they could send him in. She'd be like, yep, my tears, unfortunately. And then like make it look like, yep, his is that small.
You should be like, fuck, is that one edited? His is way smaller.
You should be like, I mean, that looks like his, but that's pretty big for him.
Yeah.
That's pretty big for him.
What about the line that people like don't go over when breaking up with someone? Like, where's your line with...
I was actually going to ask you that. I was thinking to ask you this.
Yeah.
If you catch your girlfriend sending news to someone, is that instant breakup worthy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, some people don't think it is.
Yeah. No, even the conversation around nudes, I can't imagine what they were saying to each other. Probably like, I want to do this to you. I want to do that.
Honestly, literally, like, even... Yeah, so you're right. What was the conversation like before the nudes to get to asking for the nudes and then sending the nudes? Because you don't just... I mean, some guys do it unsolicited, but like not everyone does.
There got to be some type of like...
There has to be a build-up.
He thought there was a like chance.
Yeah, he thought... Yeah, he definitely... There was... He couldn't say there was zero intentions behind it.
I just wanted to show what I was packing.
I think like where's my... I'm trying to think of my line for breakup. So nudes, 100%.
Yeah, nudes, 100%.
I think even if...
I can flirting with someone over text this.
I was just going to say, I think even just if I was to somehow catch them messaging other dudes.
Yeah. In a flirtatious way. It depends what the context. If it was just like about work or something, that's fine.
Oh, well, if they work together, then it's fine. But I mean, even if it's a dude she doesn't know and it's not flirtatious, he's trying to message her and she's just humoring it.
Yeah, true.
Seriously, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, I'm here.
Exactly.
Like, I'm all you need.
Like, what are you fucking doing? Yeah. What's your line?
Probably similar to an extent. Yeah, I reckon probably similar. Like if it's entertaining something that doesn't need to be entertained.
No.
Like if it's just like asking like how your day is and shit. Like what? Is that toxic?
No, that's not toxic at all.
Yeah.
No, that's not toxic at all. It's just literally all it is just expecting respect.
Mm, it is respect. It comes down to respect.
It's just expecting respect. You're just expecting the bare minimum of respect.
I think, and a lot of people have to respect themselves more and break up with them if stuff like that happens.
Yes, 100%.
Like that shouldn't be a question. Should I break up with him or not? It's like, yes, you're breaking up with him. How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Agreed.
Okay, my one. Not a relationship one. Lads, I need advice. So basically, my ex reposted a TikTok about how she's seeing someone like a sneaky link sort of thing. Can't lie, it's gotten rent-free in my head. We didn't break up long ago, so it's affected me. Before I got with my ex, I was seeing another girl, let's call her Bella, and they slightly overlapped. They found out about each other through a mutual friend, but I ended up with my ex, and it was all okay. I know this is toxic, but should I get with Bella to piss off my ex or take the moral high ground? I didn't think me and my ex were on bad terms, but this has annoyed me. And I know she's found out through all the mutual friends. Love the pod from New Zealand.
Did this start off with saying this is not a relationship one?
Yeah, it's a relationship
one. It's a fucking relationship one. Yeah. What are you talking about? What?
I don't know.
Had the word X in there.
Yeah. Okay. So they broke up. He sees a TikTok that she's got a sneaky link. And he's like, wow, wow, wow. All right? He's hurt.
Yeah.
And now he's like thinking, should I go get with this girl that I was getting with right before I got with my girlfriend? And they overlapped.
Yeah. There's an overlap and his ex was fine with it.
Some people, okay. Some people just need to put themselves first. Those two girls, okay? So they overlapped. And then they found out. And then I assume what happened was, I'm putting words in his mouth. This is just what I want to have happened because I don't like this guy. All right? I reckon what happened was he wanted Bella. She said, nah. She had the respect for herself. She was like, you're seeing two people at once? Nah. And his ex, and he was like, after that he goes to his ex and he's like, okay, well, I want you.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, rightio.
Yeah. I'm all yours. I think that's exactly what happened.
He took what he could get in that situation. So, I mean, do whatever you want. I'd be surprised if this Bella girl is even going to go get with you.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't. But our piece of advice would be take the moral high ground. Take the L. If your ex-girlfriend's flaunting about on social media talking about sneaky links, that's just not respecting you, especially if the breakup's so fresh. Mm. So take it as a good omen that it was good that you guys broke up, showing her true colors. And just
so you broke up.
Yeah, do
she
your own.
Do what she wants.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can go do what you want. If you want to go sleep with this Bella girl, just do it because you want to sleep with her, not because you want to get back at your ex. I assume you liked sleeping with her.
Yeah. Do everything for yourself.
Yeah, just if you take. Don't, yeah, just go get some pussy, all right? Get under someone to get over someone.
Maybe you need it.
Some people do, I think. It's like a little confidence boost.
I think it just also like opens your like peripheral vision of what you can see of like women. Like that's all he knows right now is my ex is like the only one I want.
You get focused on it because you're like jealous.
Yeah, you get like hyper, yeah, fixated. And it's just like you just need a little for a fresher. And sometimes if it's no strings attached, that's sometimes what you need.
It's kind of, yeah. Keep it short and sweet, but no strings attached could be what you need. And
don't expect for it to work, but it's something that might help the situation.
Yeah, it could help. And then, just get into the gym or get into whatever hobby you like.
Yeah, and like, I think the best piece of advice is you said, sleep with her because you want to sleep with her. If you don't want to, don't do it. Don't do it because you want to get back at your ex.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people do stuff for other people.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's your life, man. Okay, help me out. There's a guy in the same rugby club as me, and I think he's so cute. A while back, he tried to take me out on a date and I had a boyfriend at the time. It's been a year and I no longer am with this boyfriend. This rugby guy and I work for the same company and have had some work lunches together where he's come to my office to see me, but I don't know if I'm reading the signals right. He's so lovely, our banter is great, and I always catch him staring. Would it be outlandish to make a move? If so, what should I do?
Oh, no, it's not outlandish at all.
No, not at all, girl.
This seems perfect.
This is great. Where's your confidence?
Yeah.
This is what I say. So, it's not outlandish. And what should you do? Confidence.
Those things.
Bless you. It's confidence.
Mm.
Confidence, I say. That's the most attractive thing.
100% in a girl. Confidence is key. These dilemmas are simple today to start off.
Yeah, what should you do?
Oh, okay, so rugby club, man, they have an overlapping work. This is what's something floaty she could do at rugby training. Like the what's dudes train gonna, opposite field to the guys. Like,
No, they also work at the same company and she catches him staring.
Yeah. She could do fucking, what does she mean? What should she do? She could do anything.
She could literally do anything. So maybe we just need to choose something. You two, you think of one and I'll think of one.
Are we going work or rugby?
What you do rugby, I'll do work.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I reckon, thinking off the top of my head here, you should on one of your work lunches, all right, I assume you'll have another one, casual work lunches, you've got good banter, I reckon you should just maybe slip in on a work lunch, just say to him, so when are you going to take me on a real one of these?
Oh, that actually is good.
I think that would work. He would fucking melt.
That's really good. that's great advice.
I reckon he would melt.
He would be like, I've got it now.
Yeah.
All right, mine. All right, you're at rugby training, right? Yeah. I know the girls and guys probably train in separate areas.
Probably, yeah.
But they probably go and get all their stuff at like the
maybe
end of a session. They all get their boots on at the same place, probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the case of this, hopefully.
Okay, okay. So.
Or for the sake of the argument, just get yourself in the same vicinity as this guy.
Yeah. And then I think, well, what could you say? So I'm thinking, getting your boots off, you're flirting with him, like saying how good training we were, like, fuck you, this shirt's looking tight. Like, stuff. It's rugby training. Make sure you're undoing your shoes at the same time. And then when he walks to his car, you walk with him. Mm. And then you say something sly like, fuck, what could you say? That's yours was good off the top of your head.
I don't know how I did that. I'm just, it's just the type of guy I am.
I'd just be like, oh, did she have to, maybe she should just ask him out.
Oh, actually, facts.
Not in a sly way. Like, say his name is Jake, but just be like, hey, Jake, like, when you walk, make sure you're walking away. It's kind of romantic. Mm. It's like, oh, Jake, do you want to go on a date sometime? You want to go get dinner?
I reckon, yeah. And maybe he'll say, he might say yes, or he might say, like, I want to, but let me ask you. Some guys might want to do the asking. True. But now that he knows you want it, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go wrong with all the signs.
No, all those signs sound pretty damn good.
Yeah. Foolproof.
And especially that he wanted to take you out once before.
Yeah, and he's still giving you the eyes. He's probably waiting for this chance and he doesn't know you're single or something.
Yeah, I wonder. He's probably overthinking it like you're overthinking
it. Everyone overthinks.
Some movie.
Yeah. All right, next one. Recently, my boyfriend has been calling me names in bed, which makes me uncomfortable. He calls me names like brat or slut, which I think is a huge turnoff. But he seems to like it very much, and I would hate to ruin it for him as that's his kink and it turns him on. I don't know what to do because I personally like positive affirmation, and I personally have a praise kink, but he's obviously the opposite. I was wondering if you guys could help me bring it up or help give some advice on how to deal with it. Love the pod, by the way.
Damn. That's...
Brat. That one's unique.
Brat is...
How do you use
that's
brat?
That's just me.
How do you use brat in a sentence? Like, you're my little brat.
Yeah, you're my little brat.
I swear that's like... Everyone says, you're my little like
hitting
slut.
Hitting it from behind. Oh, you're such a brat, maybe?
I don't see that. Brat's like a... I suppose it's a bad girl, I guess.
I think of brat as like you're being a brat. You're being a little brat.
Yeah.
You know, like annoying, like rude, spoiled. Like that's a brat.
I see it as like a naughty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember those dolls, Bratz?
Vaguely.
Vaguely? Yeah. There was like a show about it and shit. My sister used to have them. And they were like, and it was Bratz was like the, they were the sexy version of Barbie.
Oh.
They were the bad girl version of Barbie.
Yeah.
Big heads.
You have one or your sister?
They have. Big heads, big lips,
yeah.
Eyeshadow. They gave him tits, little tight waist.
Maybe that's what he's referencing.
Little tight waist, bunda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long legs. Damn, boy. Wait, he's calling you a brat.
Yeah.
Take this as this is positive affirmation. The brat one is positive affirmation. I'm looking at this glass half full. The only one that's not so good is the slut one. All right.
Oh, I think they go hand in hand. Depends the way you look at it.
What could you say? I think you need to...
I'm surprised, I suppose, in the heat of the moment, you wouldn't say it the first time. I was going to say you should have brought it up like initially. I don't know. I feel like you should just say, surely he'll understand that slut's disrespecting to you. Like,
yeah.
That name just out of anyone's mouth is just like bad. Unless you ask for it, I guess. Like, unless you have a conversation. I don't. If I was to bring like dirty talk into the bedroom, I would have a conversation. Wouldn't you have a conversation around that before you had sex? I wouldn't just start going like, fuck my slut. Like, yeah. Like.
I've never, ever been confident enough to do it without having basically been told to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to be told like, oh, you know, you can call me stuff. And then I'll say, like what? And then they'll say, oh, you know, good girl, you're a dirty little slut. I'm like, what? That escalated quickly. There's only two. Yeah. Jesus.
But, okay.
What about, surely to him, saying, like, that's my good girl, you know, good girl, that is positive affirmation to you, but also it's kind of dirty talk still.
Mm.
That surely would fill in his little kink.
Yeah. How can she bring it up in a conversation? Like, so it's definitely bringing it up when there's no sexual, don't say it in like the lead up or anything like that. I reckon it's got to be over like just in the car driving or something. Just be like, mention. People ask how to bring up conversations. Like, I feel like I can talk about anything with my girlfriend. Like,
yeah, like, same.
What's with the, I don't even, yeah, what's with that?
They're just, I think some people, everyone's different. They're just scared, I guess. They're scared of what they're gonna, maybe they don't want to start a fight. Maybe they're scared of what they're gonna say. Maybe.
It'd be so simple. Just be like.
I mean, I've definitely been scared to bring stuff up with past relationships.
I would just be like in a car driving, be like, I talk about sex at random times. Just be like, next time we have sex, don't really make me feel that comfortable when you say those dirty words. Say how it makes you feel, so we understand. Say it makes you feel whatever, degrading or like not cute or not sexy. It makes me feel dirty.
Yeah, make him to tell him that when you say that, it turns me off.
Yeah, tell him how you're feeling.
Yeah, you don't, and he won't want to turn you off.
Yeah, exactly. And say like, find a happy medium, like Jake said, with the what words you both are happy with. It might be good girl. You might need something a little bit more that he likes. I don't know, whatever words you could use.
Yeah,
like something that's middle ground where you both have like a. I think you can find a word that works for both of you. Mm. Or just moan. Like, come on.
Yeah, moan, talk. Surely he's fine without doing it. I'm trying to think here what... So I think bring it up and just tell him that it turns you off when you say that. You don't like it at all. And then hopefully he's like, yeah, cool, sorry I did that.
Yeah.
And then tell him what you are okay with. And then, I don't know, maybe every once in a while, just chuck on some lingerie and you can just be like, before you guys have sex, you can say, tonight I'm your dirty little slut. You can let him get his kink out once a month.
If he needs it, finding a happy medium might be in there. But honestly, for you, definitely voice your opinion and tell him what you like. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
I don't think so either, yeah.
So it's simple as that. And just find the middle ground through a conversation with what he likes in his head.
100%.
It's your boyfriend. So it should be an easy convo.
Yeah, just bring it up.
I bet he'll be apologetic and be like, oh, sorry, I thought you liked it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you he thinks you like it.
Probably. You probably haven't said anything. He probably says it and then you moan. Trying to like stay in the mood.
Yeah.
And so he thinks you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys are dumb. Am I the asshole? I'm in my first year at uni and pretty recently went through a breakup due to long distance and her not being able to keep feelings. Your podcasts have helped me a lot to get over that. So thanks. Anyways, I've been talking to a girl that I used to know when I was younger, middle school, as we lived in the same town and our parents were friends. We are now in the same uni. We text a lot and she always seems into me on text and is really flirtatious. And I can tell that she's interested. But every time I go out and end up seeing her, she switches up and sort of acts dry. One day I got sick of it and walked away from her and ended up getting with another girl at a club. And she saw me and got really mad at me. Walked right past me on the way out of the club and ignored me and then left me unopened. I don't understand. Am I being an asshole?
Ooh.
Poor guy. It's a bit of a sticky situation.
It is a bit of a sticky situation.
I don't think you're being an asshole.
I don't think so. Not really.
You guys were just kind of chatting and then she just acts dry in person. She can't just have her cake and eat it.
Exactly.
You know, she has to...
I think that's not down to you. Like, you did your best effort.
Yeah.
Stuff like this happens all the time.
Really?
Like, well, miscommunication. She probably thought that it wasn't dry and it was good.
Maybe, yeah.
And he's like, oh, she's not interested. She's been all dry. And then he just did his own thing. He's like, oh, I'm in the right. But the miscommunication is like, and then she's pissed. That happened. I reckon that happens so often.
Yeah, isn't it also alcohol being involved? Isn't it so funny that, you know, over text, they're all good, blah, blah, blah. And then he sees her out and she might seem a little dry to him. And so then he goes and he gets with another girl.
Yeah.
Maybe you are an ass. Maybe he is an asshole.
Because
he didn't say anything. He didn't let her know how he was feeling. He didn't say, oh, you're making me feel like shit. What's going on here?
Maybe the timing is what's an asshole because she was still in the same club.
Mm.
I don't think he's an asshole for getting with another girl. He's an asshole for doing it in front of her. Yeah, that's probably his. I'm going to change my vote to an asshole. Yeah. Asshole, yeah.
Move. After thinking about it, I'm the same.
He didn't consider how that might make her feel, even if. But
I think I can see
his drink mindset right now. But like, he's drunk. Yeah. He's just like, this girl's not keen. Fuck her. I'm going to go with someone else. She's not going to care.
True. And, yeah, he probably thought that she wouldn't care.
Yeah. But the right thing to do would have been to just leave it a night, text her again, potentially if you actually liked her, but then just got with another girl when she's not there and you're in the right.
Like you're yeah, really. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing you're not wrong together.
It. Yeah, it's just that you did it in her face is a bit of a dickhead move.
Yeah, agreed.
Arsehole move.
Arsehole. I'm sorry. Sorry, I should have spoken to her.
Okay, my next one. 3. Hey, boys. Mrs. just randomly broke up with me for no reason attached. Saw my life and hers all together and now generally fearful of what the future holds. What do I do to regain confidence and should I feel bad for asking for answers as to why it happened?
Damn, this man has no closure. That's tough.
That is tough. That's relatable. Everyone thinks they need closure.
I'm sorry.
You're always looking for it.
That's...
Feel for him.
That's hard.
That is hard.
That's hard. Having no closure is difficult. That's a difficult one.
It's very hard because you always like question yourself.
And yeah.
I think that would contribute to why he's lacking so much confidence.
Definitely.
Yeah. That sucks. And I would say everyone looks for closure, but you never really, really get it.
Nah.
You always look for the answers and you think that it's going to help when you know and you're like fixated on knowing why you broke up. But at the end of the day, you never get the real closure you need and it comes from just doing you. We preach it so much.
100%.
Like the only way you're going to come out of this is finding answers in yourself. Like you're not going to get it from her saying she broke up with you because she liked another guy or... She lost feelings for you. That's not going to make... How's that going to help the situation?
None of that will help.
Yeah. Like the answer is not going to help at all. Any reason that they broke up isn't going to make you feel good.
She doesn't need a reason. She just lost feelings.
Potentially, yeah.
She could have just literally just lost feelings. She's done you a favor by not wasting any more of your time and making it, you know, go on for any longer. So she got the balls. She did it. I would say the closure thing, you got to look at it as like, so you lost a person, like you obviously would have spent every single day with her for the longest time. Mm. And then now you go from spending every day to none.
She's dead.
She's to none. And although she's not dead, it's like losing someone. But the good thing is that she's not actually dead.
Yeah.
but you got to treat it as, so it's really just kind of like a stress and anxiety situation. They're both the exact same thing. That's what heartbreak is. It's just stress and anxiety.
Mm.
And so when you look at it like that, and maybe I remember when I was going through it, that's what my dad said to me. He was like, you're grieving this person. You're going to go through phases, you know, you might be in denial for a bit right now. You might be in denial because you just did it abruptly.
Mm.
And then whatever the grieving stages are, like you might be depressed, you might get angry, you might go back to being in denial for a bit again. It doesn't just always go in order.
No, not at all.
Like it's always going to go on its own thing. But I think that if you, sometimes in these situations, I think even having a goal is almost like a good thing to have.
Something to work towards.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having a good goal. Like I personally got into the gym and was like, I want to.
Yeah, we preach the gym all the time.
If you like running,
something to focus on. Running's a good one. Everyone's getting into running.
And the good thing about running, I find, is first thing in a bad breakup where you're like heartbroken, you can't fucking sleep. The sleep is trying to get to sleep. Because what happens is you're trying to fall asleep and your mind's racing and you're anxious and you're stressed and you can't fall asleep. And then when you finally do fall asleep, when you wake up, it's like during your sleep, you've forgotten about it. So when you wake up, it's like it's just happened again.
Oh.
That's what it's like when you're going through a bad breakup. And so sleeping's the worst fucking thing. But if you do something very physical to make you just exhausted, then that's the best way to sleep.
Yeah, it is good too because like something that it takes up your thinking process. You don't have time to think as well.
Yeah.
And it comes down to time at the end of the day. You'll regain your confidence at time. And so our advice would be focus on one thing, set a goal, and you'll look back on it. I know it's really tough at the moment, anyone going through a breakup, but you look back on a relationship and you learn so many things from people. Like you can take away like what you like, what you don't like, and traits to into your next relationship, what you look for.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
It's learning.
I think we've definitely done a few dilemmas like this, but I remember I would thank my ex-girlfriend for like the heartbreak because it's serious. Like seriously, in all honesty, if it didn't happen, I don't know if we would be if I would be where I am, obviously it sucked at the time. Mm. At the time I was like, this has to end. I'm done with this. Hey, like, this is so shit. Like, I just want this to go away. But looking back on it now,
Jake got big from breaking up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Probably started a potty from breaking up with his girlfriend.
Was like, fuck it, who cares? Nothing to lose. Seriously, like.
Yeah, you might have been fixed on like grinding for a house with her or something if you were.
Yeah, if I was still with her, who knows? We may have broken up later. We might still be together and we might not have ever started a podcast. Or you might have started it with someone else. Or So it's, I think. I'm kind of jealous of like the position you're in because of how much you're going to grow.
Yeah. And the end
we have confidence in you.
Yeah, 100%. You're one of our listeners.
We're all one of our listeners. We have confidence in you and we want an update.
Yeah.
Join. I hate to do this to you, but you have to join Patreon to update us because that's the only way we can get debt. That's the only way you're 100% going to get access to
yeah.
You could DM us on Instagram. We might read it.
It's $5.
Just do it for 1 month. Yeah. All right. And then and send us a message on there. Come straight to our email.
Yeah.
We want an update in, let's go, 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. 3 months, 6 months. Three months and then 6 months.
Even update us now that you got our message.
This might, yeah. How long ago? How far back was this?
No idea.
Oh, okay. So this might have been a while ago. Yeah. There's a lot of dilemmas in this fucking page.
Yeah.
So
good luck.
So my ex and I broke up over a mistake I made and I've apologized for. And now we've rekindled and we are starting over slowly. But he says it must be on his terms and he should be the one to make the decision to ask me on a date rather than me. Just afraid that he's taking too much control of the situation. He says he'll text me in a few days, in quotations, not giving a timestamp on when we'll see each other next. Which doesn't sit well with me as I am eager to see him and communicate. What do you think I should do?
Bum bum. You fucked up, girl. You lost his trust. Yeah. You're not gaining that back anytime soon.
Yeah. So if you want to gain it back, it's going to be a long, slow road. You may have to do it his way and you may have
I think his way is too toxic. Though,
his way looks way too controlling.
Yeah. The only way that he feels comfortable letting you back in his life is to do these steps and it's too controlling.
I think, yeah, for your own well-being, it's unfortunate, but yeah, this guy's not the one for you. You broke his trust and you just have to move on to the next and hopefully be faithful in the next one.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. That was a quick one. That's just all you needed to hear.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what you need to hear.
That was cutthroat, but fuck.
You know what I mean? That's what you need to hear in that situation.
I know. Try it. Hey, boys. Yee. I'm 23 and feel like I have done nothing exciting with myself. Now, I would love to go on a solo vacation, but I am so scared of being alone. I find it really hard to be away from family and being social with strangers. Do you have some tips on how to feel less lonely on vacation or feel more okay with being alone? Greetings, a Dutch listener.
Dutch?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
I'm glad she said she didn't ask for advice of socializing with strangers. She just asked.
Oh, yeah, we can't help you there. What I would say, though, is why start so big with a full-on vacation?
Yeah.
Go on a weekend away.
Yeah, good point.
Go on a short weekend away, an hour away from your home. You're close as fuck. You know, if you get too uncomfortable on the second night and you're there for three, you can still just drive home. It's an hour. I say, yeah, go for a short 2-3 night vacation on your own.
You can even start one less. Like, I bet you haven't taken yourself to the movies yourself.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Take yourself to the movies. That's the best. I've done that.
Yeah, solo. There's something.
Good. No one's talking to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
It's take yourself to a lot of girls I know probably listening. When they're young, they struggle to take themselves out to get lunch by themselves and dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a big step for them because I know a lot of women who some would always wait for their friends to go get dinner or lunch. And if they didn't, they would just not do it. I think that's a relatable thing. As a guy, I could be wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure as a guy, like it just comes sort of more naturally to us, I guess.
I would, yeah. I would go get lunch on my own more commonly than dinner.
Yeah, but I'm still happy to like.
If I went to go get
sit
dinner,
by myself, like if I'm hungry, I'm just gonna. I do it off hunger. Like if I'll sit at the restaurant and eat it if I'm hungry.
Literally, oh yeah, I'm not worried about looking lonely. I'm not worried about what people think of me.
Yeah,
I'm in my element when I'm on my own.
Exactly.
What's tips to feel more alone? Because you and I both are the type of people. I don't know if it come naturally. I think again, going through my breakup, I spent a lot of time alone because it was through COVID, and I just ended up really enjoying my own company.
I've always been a weird kid.
You've always liked being alone, though, hey?
Yeah.
You always like, you're not a big fan of sleepovers. You like your own bed.
Yeah. I've always just been like, love my own company. There's something so like beautiful about just you and your own thoughts. And like sometimes I just, ironic that I have a podcast. Sometimes I don't like talking to people.
Dude, I never like talking.
Yeah. It's just like, I just want to just, even like, it's got to be relatable. You get home and your parents or something just want to have a really nice conversation. Oh, man. I feel like a dog. And I'm just like, I don't want to talk to anyone. Like, it's not you or anything. I don't say that to him. I'm probably blunt and come off as rude, but I'm just like, I just don't want to talk. I want to be alone.
Yeah. It's yesterday, I went to Coles and I wore headphones with no music because I didn't want to talk to anyone.
I hate when they do that and people still talk to you.
I know. I was like, this should be a deterrent just in case I see anyone.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, I'm just like, and every now and then, if you see, I did see someone I knew and I pretended I had music in him and I just like closed my eyes and I was bopping my head as if I was enjoying the music.
Dog, hey.
It's avoidance.
Yeah. But for this girl, I think, so the first step is to get yourself out there and try with little steps. Don't go full balls deep with the vacation.
Yep.
Little steps like that. And then it's also just like, there's little, it's you're all in your head. So you've got to get it out of your head. Maybe little activities whilst you're on your own that make you feel comfortable being alone. Like maybe it's writing in a journal. Maybe it's doing, but I would say don't go on your phone because that's not very healthy. Look at something like...
No, I think that's good advice, what you were saying. So if you can start doing small steps of like take yourself to the movies, take yourself on a dinner date once a week, set a day at the start of the week and it's like, I'm doing that. It's a non-negotiable. Go do it. Sorry. And that's what you do. And while you on those, that's how you get comfortable being alone. So that's putting yourself in the uncomfortable situations will then make you comfortable. Being alone, and then you'll just enjoy your own company.
Yeah, and like, every single person is weird, right?
Yeah.
And when you hang out with other people, that weirdness level goes down.
Yeah.
So as soon as you're alone, you can be as weird as you want.
It's the best.
It's so fun. Like the other day, I went walking. I did a bushwalk just in like near where we live. I was just singing while I was walking, just because I'm a weirdo. Like no one's around. I was just fucking. I sound like shit singing. I wouldn't do that if I was hanging out with other people.
Nah.
I was just singing and I was loving it. Like you can do whatever you want by yourself. It's so fun.
It is. And it's very freeing once you.
It is freeing.
It's very freeing once. The vlogs we do on Patreon, whenever there's a camera on, I know I want the vlog to be a bit entertaining.
Yeah.
So I will, I know that also because people are paying for this, I'm like, oh, it's like, I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah.
And because of that, I kind of, it's very freeing when we do one, or if I do one on my own even, when I have the camera on, I don't care. When there's people around, like I'll act weird. And then I'll be like, oh shit. I'll be like, oh, sorry. And then I walk and then I kind of think, I'll be like, guys, I'm
yeah.
It's like, I don't care at all. And it's very freeing. So maybe you could even, I don't know, pretend you're vlogging.
It's so good for growth. You could do that.
Yeah. Go on walks in the bush on your own. I don't know if there's bears in the, Dutch? Where's that? Denmark?
Netherlands.
Yeah. Dutch. Netherlands is like, it's like what? Amsterdam. That's Netherlands, right? Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I don't know if there's bears up there. There might be. But if you can go on walks on your own when no one's around, just like vlog yourself and try and entertain the camera.
Yeah.
That's a good way
to do it. Even just like Snapchat vlog yourself and then you can go save them as memes.
Yeah.
Send them to your close friends because they find that shit funny.
Yeah, just send them to your friends.
And then you can, in a year, you'll go back and watch. Fuck, imagine when I was like, when I was trying to grow. That was funny. Like,
yeah.
Look at me now. I do it all the time.
And then you might get confident enough to start posting them on YouTube and then who knows what'll happen.
Yeah.
We might see you vlogging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you could say, somebody would be like, how'd you start? And you'd be like, oh, I listened to this fucking podcast called Relatables. And I asked them, I told them I was worried about being on my own. And they told me these tips. And then I just started vlogging.
And then that person would be like, Relatables, they're the biggest podcast in the world, aren't they?
We want 10%.
Vlogging might not be for everyone, but I think there's something to take away from all those pieces of advice.
Oh, yeah, no. The vlogging one day, you don't have to do that. But take yourself on a date.
Yeah.
Righty. I met a guy at the bar while doing the girly pop game of operating under fake names and fake lives with my friends.
So the people actually do that.
I guess. So as it turns out, we hit it off and I actually quite like him. But I didn't know how to break it to him that my name is in fact not Vivian and I am in fact not in law school. My name is Olivia and I'm in nursing school. So I've just kept up the lie because I'm in too deep. But I actually like him. What in the actual fuck am I supposed to do? I know I should be honest, but imagine someone fessing this up to you. You would think they're a pathological liar. This was all a game, and now it has come to this. We've been talking for 2 weeks.
Ooh. I was actually thinking about it. Remember when we used to do like a tell people we were brothers?
Yes. Oh, my God. They can't believe that worked.
We had like a... We had like a script and we would say like, ask us a number between 1 and 10. And we would say the same number at the same time.
We'd always say 7. Oh, that worked too. Yeah, that did work. We told people we were twins as well. We took it extra far. We told them we were twins.
Not identical.
And then we say we were just unidentical twins, but we got the same brain. Ask us anything and we would get it right.
Oh, that was funny. I think this is
fucking tough.
I think it's the answer. The only thing that can possibly work
is, yeah,
honesty.
Just tell him the truth.
Tell him exactly what you just told us.
Yeah.
And hopefully he finds it funny.
And if he doesn't, that's your own fault.
Yeah. Honestly, like, if I found that out, how would I feel?
2 weeks, she said. She's been going on with a lie.
2 weeks is a long. For
2 weeks. And I think that, I'm sorry, but 2 weeks is 13 days too long. That's
you should have woke up the next morning with head noise.
13 days too long. Woken up the next morning with head noise and called him and said, yo, hey, great time last night. Just want to let you know, my name's Olivia and I'm a nurse, not in law school, yeah. And my name's not Vivian.
I think it's too long, dude.
But I think it's too long.
I think
ghost him.
Just take the L.
Just take the L and don't play this game anymore. You've learned your lesson.
Imagine if this bloke's like, oh, how was uni? And she's like, oh, it was tough today. Like,
she's like, oh, and he's like, oh, do you ever do any like practicums? And he's like, you're like, yeah, I'm actually about to go do some like, take on some cases for free and try and help out some people.
Like, hopefully she hasn't, like, uni hasn't come up in conversation again and you might be able to get away with it. But if you really like him, take your chances of telling the truth. It's all you can do.
Or go legally change your name to Vivian and get into law school.
Yeah, yeah. Play the long game.
Or, all right, this is what you do. So, keep obviously being Vivian and in law school. Because one of the big things is like when he meets friends and family, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
This is a long game. What's going to have to happen here is, I think he's going to think you're psycho either way. But maybe tell your family the situation, all right? When he comes to meet the fam, get one of them to sit him down and be like, look, so Vivian, she's in law school. And he'll be like, yeah. Proud of her. And then they'll have to be like, look, that's her dream. All right. She's always wanted to be named Vivian and she's always wanted to be in law school.
Oh.
Okay. So her name's actually Olivia and she's in nursing school. But she's striving to go to law school and she's actually in the process of changing her name to Vivian. And see what he does. I think that still would fuck me off.
That would fuck me off. What about if she personally gaslit him?
Ooh.
So like they go on a date, right?
I want to see what you say. I always have another way of dealing with it.
And then you just gaslight him. So when he brings up, when you're in person, he says, oh, so how was law school? He'd be like, what? Law school? And you'd be like, he's like, yeah, like law school. You told me you did law school. Yeah. Like, no. I said nursing. Like, no, you said law. No, I'm like, I mean, you must have been a bit drunk. I'm doing nursing course.
Genius.
And then like, yeah, don't bring up the name thing yet.
I was going to say the name thing. Could you do the exact same thing?
Not yet though, but I reckon even simpler. You just go like, when he says Vivian and then he eventually finds out your legal name's Olivia, but he's like, everyone just calls me Viv.
Fair.
You can get
like, fair. Or you could do the same thing. If he could be a Vivian, you could be like, you just call me Vivian?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, yeah, you told me your name's Vivian. And you'll be like, my name's Olivia. You don't listen. Listen. Use your head.
Yeah.
And then you're out of it. You're in the clear.
Vivian, Olivia.
Gaslight him in both things and you're in the clear.
So take either approach.
Yeah. And then what would be really funny is if it works and then when you're getting married and you tell the story. You're getting married. He's not going to leave you now. Oh, you remember when I gaslit you? And he'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, we were actually playing a game. I told you my name was Vivian. I told you I was at law school. And then I had to get out of the lie.
Yeah.
And look where we are.
Look, the gaslighting ends up in marriage. You should do that one.
What the fuck? How did we get here? Yeah. How did we get into marriage?
Hello. Your podcast is so happy. Thank you. I'm in my final year at varsity. What is that?
Varsity?
Yeah.
Well, varsity is something like, I think if you're like a varsity, it's like sports in college and uni in America, maybe.
Like you're a varsity football player. I'm on the varsity team.
Must be the end of college. Studying physiotherapy. If I told myself 17-year-old self this, she would be over the moon. But 21-year-old me feels the opposite. Since first year, I've had thoughts about dropping out or switching degrees, but ultimately always decided to wait for it to get better. Looking back, I think choosing what seemed like the harder option, putting in the work to get the degree, was actually the easier option. It would have been way harder and more scary to change to what I thought I always wanted. I know that life is long and isn't static, but it feels like I've trapped myself. Is this relatable? Please give me some outsider perspectives about regret and how to learn from it rather than live with it.
What does she regret?
She chose a... I thought this is a very relatable one. She chose a degree that she doesn't like anymore at all, and she hates it, and she just stuck it out because she thought that's what she would want.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
If she's that, if she's that far, if you're that far in, finish it. You're only 21. Finish it. And once you're done, you're still, you're only 21. So just go get a job, doing whatever you feel like doing. It's not going to be a forever job. Save some money, travel, think about what you want to do. You've got heaps of time.
People get worked up on like, once they get something, that's all they can do.
Mm.
Like I say it all the time, glass half full. You've just finished, I assume it's still 4 years. 4 years is what it's due to be a physio here. Yeah. I think it might even be 6 here. 4 years be a physio. Like it's a smart degree. Like, props to you for completing all the tests and doing everything like that.
Yeah.
You're so young. It doesn't define you as being a physio for the rest of your life, and you haven't wasted your time by any means. Yeah. Like, you learned how to do uni. Like,
literally, yeah.
Like, it's a lot of people can't even do that.
Spend the rest of your 20s just doing whatever.
I know that many people go back to uni when they're 30, 35, 40 with their actual passion.
Yeah.
And they're very, very good at their craft because they know what they want to do.
Exactly.
Society puts these weird expectations in that you have to go to figure out what you want when you're 18. And by the time that many people finish their degrees and they're out of it and they hate it.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do, and you're doing it right now, is questioning yourself. And you don't by any means have to stick in that degree.
Yeah. The school system, it's archaic as fuck.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. No one can know what they want to do at 18. And no. The person you are at 30 is going to be... probably go through 10 different fucking personalities.
Yeah, 100%.
Like honestly, so...
Spend the rest. Start a podcast. See how it goes. If it fails, do something different. Try and be a singer. Try and be an actor. Go and work in a bar. Go... Maybe you'll want to be a fucking... Like if by the time you're 24, you still haven't figured it out and you think... And you're like, oh, I want to be a fucking lawyer. Go try and be a fucking lawyer. There's nothing wrong with trying all these things. And then if you just spend your 20s trying... I'm reading this book at the moment. It's called Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's not really about this, but... He's one of the best bits of advice he said was like, he goes, if you're gonna start something risky, try and go broke the first time before 30.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of learning going broke once.
Well, society's put some weird, everyone thinks that you've got to have your shit sorted by your 30.
I'm broke now.
Yeah. Well, you're 20, everyone's some reason society's pushing the age bracket down and you've got to get all your shit sorted by 20, 25, 30.
Mm.
The 20s are for fucking up.
Yeah.
Like it's for experiencing life. Your body's never been so agile. You can live on fuck all food. You can live in a shitty house. You don't need anything nice. Like that's what 20s are for.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just fuck up. You use that word regret. I find that's
tough.
It's a very, very strong word. And one of my little mottos in life is I don't want to regret anything in life. If I've done it, I did it because there was a reason. Shouldn't you regret it? You did it for your 17-year-old self. That's not a reason to regret anything.
No. Well, I think in this, like something like this isn't something you should regret.
No.
You know, like,
I'm sure you can regret it if you did ice or something.
Yeah, I was going to say like I regret some benders.
Yeah.
But that's just because that's that. Like I would be in the same position without having done that thing. And I felt like crap the next day. Like you can regret small things like that. You know, you can regret very little, but something like this isn't something I think you need to regret.
No, I think you
haven't wasted any time.
You're in a good position. Like it's also a fallback. Like we look at it as if this all else failed, Jake's a better example than me because I don't really have that much. I've got the PT thing. But if all else failed and Jake's life got kaput and he fucked everything up,
yeah,
he could really, if he wanted to, go back to being a chippy because he's done the 4 years and make a decent living. Like if all else fails when you try everything to figure out your life, you can come back and be a physio.
Yeah.
Like it's a good life to have. It's a decent life.
It's a good thing to fall back on. It really is. And also, remember, we live to like 90.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know everyone says life's short and look, yeah, it is. Maybe it feels short, but also 90 years is a fair amount of time.
Mm.
You know, you could, there's people that restart at 40 and they're rich by 45.
Exactly.
And they have a great retirement. So, girl, just fucking live your life the way you want to live it.
Live. I used to have, we used to have stickers on our car that said living.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. About a year ago, I met a guy at a bar on a night out. He was really trying to talk to me, but I wasn't convinced by him until we spoke. We realized that he knows my childhood best friend because I went to the same university. So I decided to go home with him.
What?
It was without a doubt, physically, the worst sex of my life. And the guy was so weird in bed. It says, don't mention this in the pod. Oh, I better not read that next bit. Fast forward a year, I start talking to a new guy off of Hinge. And after planning a date, learn that he's best friends and roommates with the guy I slept with. I went on a date with him and the vibes were generally good, but not like out of this world amazing. I'd be down to see him again, but I'm also worried that he'll tell his best friend and realize we've slept together and things will get weird. I never exchanged numbers with the one night stand from last year, but I do think he would remember me if he saw me or my childhood best friend came up, since these two guys went to uni together and with her. Selfishly, I'm also worried that he'll be bad in bed because his friend was so bad. Maybe they give each other advice. I don't know. I would like to see him again, but also wouldn't think it would be a major loss if I didn't. Is it better to tell him I slept with his best friend, or should I just act dumb and let it play out on its own between the two of them, or should I just ghost him? So much going on in her head.
Far out. There is. That's just spiraling. Oh, I would just ghost. What do you mean? That's such a simple answer. But
the fact that she said, like, I wouldn't be upset if nothing happened, but I'd like to see him again.
Yeah.
I think that given that, you have the superpower of not giving a fuck right now. So basically, you could do anything. And no matter how it plays out, you don't give a fuck.
Mm.
You could tell him, he could react and you could be like, okay, whatever. Or you could tell him and he wouldn't react and you could be like, whatever. Or you could not tell him. You could fucking let them figure out on their own and then see what happens. And then you're also just going to be like, whatever.
Yeah.
You could ghost him and be like, whatever.
It is a superpower.
You have a superpower right now of not giving a fuck.
What about how low the bar is for men? Like, she goes, like, the date was all right, nothing spectacular.
Yeah.
I'll still see him again.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, what?
I have been on dates where it wasn't even a bad date, but I just didn't really like the vibe and I was like, nah, I'm not going on another.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, what do you mean? Like, if I don't have a spectacular time and think this girl is the best girl I've ever met in my life on a date, I'm not going on another one.
No.
Like, that's what he means.
Not saying that that has to happen. Like, but it's got to be fun.
It's got to be fun. Like, I want to be like conversation flowing. The vibes are high. Like, we end in like a beautiful kiss. Like, the sparks are there. Like, we want sexual chemistry. I don't want, oh, it was all right.
Yeah. I want to kiss her as soon as I see her, but I can't yet.
Yeah.
That's too much.
She's looking like
that. I got to earn the kiss.
She's going to be my little pookie.
Yeah.
So, fuck, you could literally, girl, Jake said, like, his superpower. You can do whatever you want. I would, if you want to keep talking to him, I would tell him that you slept with his best friend and see what he says.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if not, ghost him.
Yeah.
Where are we up to? My last one. Probably hear this all the time, but I've been seeing this girl a year, but dating for 9 months. I'm male 21 and she's female 20. I'm her first serious boyfriend, but I've had a girlfriend before. My question is, am I in too deep? I do really like her, and she's the first girl I've ever told I love. I get on with her and her friends and her parents and am the first boy she's introduced to her parents. But I feel like I'm in too deep, and if I break up with this girl, it'll be the end of her world and her. She's always about marriage and kids and sends me TikTok memes about it, etc. The sex is average and I feel like I can't hang out with my friends and her at the same time. Do I stick it out and grow to love her or split up with her ASAP and deal with the consequences? Any help and advice would be really appreciated. I'm new to the pod and I'm really loving it. Cheers, boys. It's a dude.
Damn.
It's deep, eh?
He feels like he can't hang out with her and his friends at the same time.
Maybe immaturity level comes into it or something.
Maybe he doesn't like... Maybe he feels like he can't be himself.
So, maybe.
Because, I mean, every guy's like a,
that's a tough,
bit different to their girlfriend. Like, I, you know, you become like a bit of a pussy in front of your girlfriend, you know?
You want to
be cuddled and you want to be...
when we were younger, maybe it was the fact that his friends are giving him shit about his girl.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
When we were younger, we used to unintentionally say, oh, hang out with the boys, you're dongling us for your girl, like stuff like that. And it's a very toxic thing for the girl.
Yeah.
We didn't realize the magnitude of what we were saying. Could be that. And then, is he in too deep? The sex, fuck, he's saying the sex is average.
You're not in too deep, really. It's very tough. And again, once you really figure out, like, look, she is going to be fine if you break up. She'll be sad. I'm sure she'll cry. Maybe she'll beg if it's her first relationship. I don't know what she's going to do. She might even, you know, go non-verbal and just be like, yeah, rightio, and then she'll do it in her own time. But I'm just trying to think here.
I've got the answer.
Yeah.
So this guy's listening right now.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his, give me a name of him.
Ben.
Ben. All right, Ben. I'm going to ask you a question. Don't think about it and just say yes or no.
We've done this before. This is your answer. Don't fuck it up.
This is your answer. Do you want to break up with her?
Oh, that was quick.
And if you said yes, you should break up with her. You owe it to her. Uh-huh. And if you thought no immediately, then no, you can work it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's simple as that. The things that you're asking yourself, I think people doubt relationships all the time. Little things, these ones are a bit bigger, but little things pop up all the time that might make you question whether or not you want to be in a relationship.
Mm.
And if your heart's not in it, you owe it to her to tell her.
Yeah.
But if you want to play it out because you really like her, that's fine. You're allowed to have doubts in a relationship. It's just working through them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, okay, movies and TV have made relationships look like, and even maybe TikTok and social media, like they have made relationships look like you meet someone, you fall in love, they are supposed to know everything that I want in a relationship and I'm supposed to know everything they want in a relationship and they should be able to read my mind.
Yeah.
Like, that has ruined fucking relationships.
Mm.
What happens in relationships really is you meet someone that you've never met, you meet them, spend time with them, fall in love, learn more about them, they learn more about you. Maybe they do something you don't like. They don't know that you don't like that.
Mm.
You need to tell them that you don't like that. You need to say to her, I feel like I can't hang out with my friends and you at the same time. I can't put my finger on as to why, but I want to talk about it and I want to figure it out because I love you.
Yeah.
And I want to figure this out. Okay? Be like, say to her, is there anything else you want to try during sex? I wouldn't mind trying some new stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking talk.
Exactly.
Use your mouth.
Mm.
You have every right to have feelings. You're allowed to voice them. So, yeah, she's never going to know everything you want. You're never going to know everything she wants. Maybe ask her, is there anything that feels like it's missing? Is there anything you want to talk about? Is everything good? You know? So, just people don't know how to use...
They don't at all.
...their brain.
And one thing, like when you ask a girl out, for example, it's like you make a commitment to them to put in as much effort as possible to make this relationship work. And if you're scared about having conversations, you shouldn't have asked her out.
Yeah.
Like you're meant to work. Your relationship is working every single day to better know that person, communicate, everything like that. So the fact that you made a commitment, I think the advice would be that you made a commitment to ask her out, try and figure out these problems. They are simple-ish problems.
Mm.
Like, I don't know why your friends don't like him, but, and if you can't be resolved, I think then you should break up with him.
Yeah.
Break up with her, sorry.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, like, you're not in too deep. It's just about figuring it out.
Exactly. Should we go one more?
Go one more, yeah, why not?
Hi, love your podcast. I feel like my dilemma is quite common, but anyway, help is great. I'm female, 21, and I've been with my boyfriend, 23, 5.5 years now. We are each other's firsts for most things, and he recently brought up the idea of bringing new people in to spice up the sex life.
Whoa.
I was unsure on the matter as he was hinting to sex parties, etc., not just a threesome. I'm sure this is normal for most relationships, but what should I do? Should I just give it a try, and if I don't like it, at least we have explored a bit? or will it make things awkward between us, especially since he wants another girl to join and isn't up to trying another man instead? Any help greatly appreciated.
Whoa.
That's not normal, is it?
I mean, it's not normal for me and you.
What? That is, I don't know if this vanilla thing's coming back into.
I don't think it's got anything to do with vanilla.
That's not normal.
I'm sure there's plenty of sex parties out there, but I'm telling you right now, I'm confidently going to say they are the minority.
Yeah. I don't want to go, like, I've had the conversation about a threesome as a joke with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's the same thing though. Like, I couldn't see
another dude
with my girl. And she couldn't see another girl with me.
Exactly. So that means you guys can't have a threesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people can just do it.
Yeah. But we...
My sister had a friend from Canada. That's Canada's a big country. I'm not being too specific here. And he's gay.
Yeah.
And he's gay. He had a partner. They're not together anymore. But I must have just been rude and just abruptly asked him. I don't know why. I don't know how. I'm sure it came up in conversation, but basically, he was like, the gay community is like insane. He said he wouldn't be able to count how many threesomes he's had.
Oh, three dudes?
Three. Yeah, they don't like girls.
Oh, yeah, they're gay. I thought it might be like.
Oh, you never know. I spice it up, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, like three dudes. And he said that it's just like most gay couples just. He's like, it's super common in that community.
If you like, dude, that's probably more like, probably that makes sense.
And what I also thought was like, it makes sense because
everyone's winning.
Well, look, yeah, everyone's winning. Like both guys are getting the thing that they like. But also, another question I had was like guys, just because they're homosexual doesn't mean they don't have fucking testosterone. So I was like, you guys are loaded with testosterone. Like, always horny.
Yeah.
And I was like, it makes sense that the gay community has such a good hookup scene. Like, or like not good, but just like so huge.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and also like heaps of threesomes. I was like, you guys are just fucking testosterone filled men that like other men. And I was like, fuck, it must be crazy. And he was like, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh yeah. It is, yeah.
Oh yeah.
So this girl, how do we help her?
So I would like to I don't want to make a choice on whether it's normal or not. It could be. Maybe it's normal in some countries. I didn't say her name, but she's put a name there, but she's from the UK. Maybe it's normal in the UK.
But the fact that he said he's not open to another dude, but is only open to another girl, that's not right. If it should be.
Unless you are comfortable with another girl. It's really up to you.
But even if she wanted another girl, he should first say, we can do one, then the other. Make it even, like, because it's the same thing, asking each other the same thing.
If she wants that, then she should have the option to try it too.
And don't try it for him. Make sure you want to put yourself in the position where there's going to be, like,
you want it to be good for you.
Yeah, think about what's happening. There's going to be two willies walking around. Yeah. Like, there's going to be a lot going on.
Wait, let's be real though. If you had another girl eating you out, I bet you she's better at it than him.
Yeah.
She would know what you want.
True. Like, if you're open to it, definitely, but don't put yourself in a position that you're going to feel uncomfortable if you're not ready for it. So make sure you're vocal of how you feel. And then, it's just, fuck, you probably, if you're fine with it and keen to give it a go and you don't like it, I think that's the best thing to do. But make sure you don't do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're thinking, oh yeah, I want to do this, I want to try this sex party for him.
Fuck,
what happens in a sex party?
Surely do the threesome before a sex party.
Yeah.
Like what's going on? Is just like random people just like come up and start having sex with you? Like what happens?
Actually, yeah. Wait, what is a sex party? Does a guy just look at you and just come start kissing you? And you're like, what if I'm not attracted to this guy?
There's been like ones in movies, like everyone wears a mask and then they just like take drugs and fuck. Isn't it just you just take drugs and fuck?
I have no idea. I've never been to one.
For real? I'm just like,
what is it?
It's got to be just STD central. Imagine the smell of that room.
Oi.
Just sex.
I've never thought of that. Oi, honestly, you know what it would smell like? Fucking poo.
What? Oh.
It would just smell like shit.
What?
Your bare asses out, girls bent over.
But everyone, I assume everyone showers before they go.
I reckon everyone would shower, but there's no way no one's farting.
That's what your immediate thought is.
Yeah.
It's starting to smell
what
like
if there's anal involved?
Some misty, probably. Maybe there's a rule, no anal.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah, I bet
you can't mix.
It's sweaty as fuck. It smells like dick.
Yeah.
Also, it probably smells like cum.
Yeah.
Also, probably like, what if some girl, like, some girls might have a smelly vagina.
That's well, no, they're in different phases of their cycle and they have it more.
Sometimes, sometimes they do.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is how they work.
This is just turning me off.
I don't think I could do a sex party.
No, neither. I couldn't see like another man going ham on another girl and then be like, oh, I'm up.
Facts. Yeah. I'm not looking at and going, oh, I need to get me one of them. Yeah. What the hell?
That'd be like an immediate turnoff.
Yeah. Imagine if you were in one and there was a guy wearing a mask fucking some chick and then he takes his mask off and he's like, Oddie? And you're like, what the fuck?
Imagine that.
You know him. You're like, Dad?
Imagine you go in and you knew someone. Like, it's just like, hey, mate.
Oh, man.
You could tell by get my tattoos easily if who I was.
True, yeah. You want to cover all that shit up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wearing like a long sleeve now.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, if you think it would be fun, have a crack. If you don't like it, don't do it again.
Do you think this guy is doing this because she's not giving everything he needs?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could say to him, like, is there anything I could do during with sex to make you not want this?
I don't know. Maybe this is wrong, but I can't see wanting to have sex with other people and still being in love with someone else. That doesn't make sense to me.
It's so odd to me as well. So people make it work. It's so weird. But also, here's the thing. He's contradicting himself. He wants to have a threesome only with another girl.
Yeah.
But also, he's hinting at sex parties where at sex parties, you're going to be fucked by another dude.
Yeah. Weird. And there's going to be heaps of dudes running around all naked and stuff. Yeah.
Like, you guys will probably just end up having sex with each other around other people having sex.
That's even weirder.
There's no way I'm horny in the same room as someone else having sex.
I'm thinking, like, is someone watching my bare ass? Like,
yeah. It's like, I don't look good from behind.
Yeah. Like, the only person I look good to is the one I'm doing it with.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway.
This is a toughie.
Maybe. I want to know if people go to sex party. Who's been, like, send in a dilemma about, like, a sex party. Like, I don't know, like, surely it's just weird.
Yeah, can we get some dilemmas about sex parties?
Is there like safe words? Like, because like I'm sure some dudes like have massive.
Yeah, like, and also what happens when it's over? Like, if someone turn the lights on, everyone's like, go home.
Yeah, it's like.
Do you rent an Airbnb and do it and then get it cleaned? Do you do it at someone's house?
I know lots of couples do that, like rent an Airbnb, like eight couples and then it's all share.
Swingers.
Yeah, that's been on another podcast I've listened to, Swingers.
Swingers, it's, all these concepts are so weird.
Yeah.
Like also, I reckon some of the most, like, straight as an arrow people, like vanilla, that you'd think they're vanilla, I reckon some of them are at swingers.
No, they're the ones you got to watch out for. The ones who look like the perfect pen on paper, like perfect person.
Yeah, like they go to church every Sunday.
They're doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like they're dressing up as like.
Agreed.
Like Star Wars characters and like.
Whoa, they're in there and they're like acting as babies and stuff.
Yeah. Like,
oh.
Like some weird stuff.
Yeah, shit.
Would you do like role play? Like dress up and stuff?
I don't know if I could take it seriously.
I feel like I'd just be like...
Because I don't have fantasies about
neither.
That.
Neither. I've never had like the... Because you always watch porn. I've never had that schoolgirl kink. Or that's a big one. Like a police officer. Never had that.
I think, well, like when I was in high school and I had a girlfriend, because we were both in the same year.
Yeah. Well, that's different though.
I had sex with her in her school uniform.
Yeah, obviously.
But like, that's kind of, isn't that not?
No, I mean, like dress up, heaps of people, like you see it on porn, heaps of people dress up as like.
Teacher. I don't think I could dress up as a 24-year-old. I couldn't dress up my girlfriend in a school uniform and be attracted to it.
Yeah.
Sure. So I don't have that kink.
Neither. Not even like police officer or anything. Maybe we should venture out.
Police officer. What about, I'm a big fan. I like lingerie.
That's sad. Everyone does. What do you mean? That just makes them look sexy as fuck.
Yeah, true. Yeah, maybe like, I could go for some Princess Leia.
I could do that.
That's pretty common too. Is that even considered a kink because it's so common?
I don't know. Who else?
Who's someone that's like...
What's like a...
What about like a cartoon character?
What about Leela from Futurama?
Ooh.
One eye?
Ooh, dye your hair purple? Yeah. Damn, who's a cartoon character that I always had a crush on? What if I,
Marge?
When I was a little, Marge Simpson?
Yeah.
Lois Lane? No, Lois Lane, that's Superman.
Who's Lois Lane?
That's Superman's wife.
Oh.
I mean, she's pretty hot. What about, I always used to have a big fat crush on one of the High Five people when I was 5 years old.
Oh.
I reckon that's ventured up into my 20s and I'm like, have a little sexual thing.
High Five. I remember, yeah, what were those? You got home from school and there was like some, what was it? I used to like... iCarly. I used to think that chick was hot.
Yeah, which one?
Like the original? I don't know.
Like, no, the Carly or the blonde?
No, Carly. I used to think she was hot for some reason.
Really? When I mean, like, I think every guy would have had a little crush on her.
When I was like 14 or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Who did I like? I know my mum used to say when I'd watch High Five, and the way High Five worked was it was like each person in High Five had their own little segment. And I used to run around, play around when everyone else was on. And then there was this one girl that would do her segment. I'd sit down and just watch it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And I must and I was just mesmerized apparently.
So we're doing a High Five and iCarly clink.
Oh shit. What about the crocodile from the Wiggles?
The crocodile. I never watched the Wiggles.
You never watched the Wiggles?
I wasn't a Wiggles guy.
You're an Australian.
I watched like Bananas in Pyjamas.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, good luck.
Have fun at your sex party.
Oh. Yeah. God.
We'll leave it at that. Dilemmas, if you got this far, you know, it's in the description of the episode and bottom of our link tree. Also, actually, if anyone's at the end of the episode, so if anyone's in a different state to New South Wales, can you tell me if the link tree in our Instagram bio works, please?
Oh, yeah. Audie was in a different state on the weekend and it didn't work for him, but it worked for me.
And I got back and it works.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe, that's weird. Maybe we should ask InFlight revamp it.
All right. Queenslanders,
yeah.
Let us know. Victoria, let us know. South Australia, let us know. Northern Territory, let us know. Western Australia, let us know. We don't care about UACT or Tasmania. Sorry. Just kidding. We do. Let us know. All right. See what you. About other countries?
How can everyone who's not in New South Wales let us know?
Yeah, because we know, but we get Dutch ones.
Yeah, they must work. I don't know what was going on with my thing.
Maybe, yeah, anyone that's not in Australia, let us know.
Yeah, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.